Milwaukee County's Building Bridges program will provide $10,000 grants and technical support to qualifying entrepreneurs. It's an effort that Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley says could make a difference during a time of economic uncertainty. WUWM's Eddie Morales spoke with Crowley and Economic Development Director Celia Benton to learn more.
This really came out during my State of the County address, and this is when I had the opportunity to really call on my administration to come up with a way that we can build bridges between small businesses, entrepreneurs, as well as the small business support organizations, but also how can we work with municipalities in helping them fill some of their commercial corridor spaces. And so we wanted to take a much stronger approach to supporting small businesses, helping to grow our economy, and really to just provide more opportunities for workers throughout this process. And so that came with WCD dollars that we received, about $200,000 in grant funds. But we also had some funds here within Milwaukee County. And so with the help of Celia, we've created a position, a business liaison position, to help provide technical support in helping those businesses either expand or move into brick and mortar spaces across Milwaukee County. But also in conjunction with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, it gives us an opportunity to provide $10,000 grants as well.
Celia, why is there a need for this program in the community, and what potential solutions does the program provide?
We, in my opinion, have a wonderful array of ethnic and diverse chambers, community development finance institutions, but there isn't right now a front door where somebody can say, hey, I want to start a business in name the municipality. How do I go about navigating? Where do I get access to capital? Who can help me navigate the process for getting my business plan? Are my financial projections looking good? And how do I navigate the permit process for building out this brick and mortar space that I just love and I want to start my business in? And so for me, the real value add is that we will now be acting as that front door. So again, we're partnering directly with municipalities, thinking about like, where are those commercial corridor spaces that you want support driving interest around? You'd love to see them activated. Can you help me bring some vetted entrepreneurs from some of our chambers or other technical assistance providers? That is a sweet spot that we'll be able to offer through this program. We'll be helping kind of build these bridges between that ecosystem and the municipalities, leading with partnership, bringing people together and driving that commercial corridor activation while also fueling that entrepreneurship and connecting those dots. And again, that's where the need is. And so as the exec stated, right, it really does come down to a small business liaison, but we'll also be supporting through these grants that he mentioned and some other marketing efforts as well.
David, what concerns are you hearing from the community and small business owners just about the state of the economy and how it's impacted running a business?
You know, I think we're hearing not only in Milwaukee County, but across the state and across the country about the level of uncertainty that folks are seeing in our current economy, right? And whether we're talking about small businesses that rely on supply chains and goods that are coming from overseas, they want to make sure that they can keep their prices low. But when you think about entrepreneurs, when you think about small businesses that are looking to expand and just do more, they're looking for more assistance, more technical assistance. You know, we always see the commercials when they talk about, you know, you're working in the business versus on the business. And sometimes people need, again, that technical support, another level of expertise to figure out how they need to move forward. But also, what's always good is resources and in the form of dollars to help many of these small businesses. And so whether that's helping them with, you know, brick and mortar that we're speaking to, or helping them to upgrade their POS systems or make better connections. And so businesses, business owners, entrepreneurs, they see a level of uncertainty and they're looking to, you know, us as elected leaders to figure out what tools can we help provide them to give them a certain level of certainty, but also to help them build capacity.